You lose money on small jobs when you say yes too fast. A quick screen, clear rules, and one simple intake sheet fix it. You will decide in a few minutes, not a few hours, if a job fits your wheelhouse. You will ask for photos, set a minimum, and hold a 2-hour arrival window. You will skip permit traps and high-risk tasks. You will show up with the right tools because you knew the scope before you drove. The payoff is calm control. You stop chasing free estimates. You protect your margins. You finish the work and get paid the same day. This series teaches you to estimate small jobs in a steady, repeatable way. Start with a clean definition, then lock your process. By the end, each yes is a planned profit, not a guess. Chapter 1: Define small job and qualify fast. Hook 1 line. Say yes to the right small jobs and profit on the first visit. Scope. This chapter sets your rules for what you call a small job and how you qualify it in one call or one message thread. It fits residential and light commercial service work such as basic electrical, plumbing, HVAC service, carpentry repairs, paint touch-ups, and handyman tasks. It is not for structural work, roof work above 2 stories, hazardous materials, major demo, or anything that needs a permit. Safety. Work within your license and training. Wear basic PPE on site. Respect lockout or tagout when you test power or water. Do not use ladders beyond your safe reach. Follow local code. If you are unsure, stop and refer the job. Tools and materials. Phone or tablet. Intake sheet template. Simple rate card. City map with service radius. Photo request script. Tape measure for scale and photos. Flashlight. A short list of standard parts you usually carry for first visit wins. Setup. Decide your thresholds now so you do not argue with yourself later. Set an hours cap, a dollars cap, and a risk cap. Write them on the intake sheet. Set your minimum service fee and state it up front. Set your standard arrival window. Decide your hard disqualifiers and stick to them. Steps. Set your hours cap. Pick the most you will work on a small job without a second visit. A common cap is 2 to 4 labor hours. State it as your rule. Example line for your sheet. Small job equals 4 hours or less with normal access. Set your dollars cap. Pick a number that fits your market and costs. Many shops use $500 to $1,000 as the total cap before taxes. Write the exact number. Your cap must cover labor, materials, overhead, and profit. Set your risk cap. List the tasks you will not do on a small job. Examples are live service equipment, ladders over 16 feet, gas lines without shut-off access, crawl spaces with standing water, mold, or rodent waste. Add permit triggers to this list. If any item appears, it is not a small job. List what qualifies. Write 3 to 5 task groups that almost always fit. Examples are swap a faucet, replace a disposal, add 1 outlet on an open wall, repair 1 section of baseboard, adjust a door, replace 1 bathroom fan, service 1 condensate line. Keep it tight. If it takes a cart of tools and a helper, it is not a small job. Build a phone screen script. Keep it short and steady. Use the same order every time. Thanks for calling. I can help with that. First, a quick screen so I can give you a clear number. What is the single task you want done? Please send 4 photos. 1 wide shot. 1 left. 1 right. 1 close with a tape in the frame. Our minimum visit is $150 and covers the first hour. Does that work for you? I have a 2-hour arrival window. Are you okay with that? You control pace, not the caller. Request photos with scale. Tell the client how to shoot the space. Ask for a wide shot to show access and 2 sides to show obstacles. Ask for a close shot with a tape or a common object for scale. If it is electrical, ask for the breaker label photo. If it is plumbing, ask for shutoff location. Save all photos to the job file. Apply hard disqualifiers. Scan the photos and message for red flags. Permit needed. Structural tie-in. High ladder. Hazardous stuff. Blocked access. No shutoff. If you flag any, say no with respect and refer out. You protect the client and your license. State your minimum and window. Repeat your minimum visit fee and what it covers. Repeat your arrival window. Offer the earliest slot that keeps your day balanced. Do not promise exact times before you route your day. Calm beats speed. Use a simple intake sheet. Fill it as you talk. Client name. Address. Phone. Gate code. Pets. Parking. Task in 1 plain sentence. Access notes. Your small job rule check yes or no. Minimum fee stated yes. Photos on file yes. Arrival window stated yes. This sheet is your memory. Verify. Before you book, check three things. First, the task fits your hours cap and dollars cap. Second, no hard disqualifier is in the photos or the notes. Third, travel time and setup time fit your day. If all three pass, it is a go. If any fail, it is a no or a refer. Common fails and fixes. Saying yes without photos. Fix it by making photos part of your script every time. Ignoring travel and setup time. Fix it by holding the 2-hour window and routing after you book. Missing a permit trigger. Fix it by keeping a short printed list by the phone and reading it out loud during the call. Document. Save the call notes, the intake sheet, and the photos in the job file. Snap a photo of your handwritten sheet if you use paper. Store a copy of your minimum fee and arrival window message. If a manager audits the file or if a client questions the bill, you can show what you said and what they agreed to. Recap. Define small job by hours, dollars, and risk. Screen with photos and a steady script. Set the minimum and the window before you roll. Chapter 2, Site Visit Playbook and Scope Locks. Hook 1 line. If it is not written, it is free. Scope. You will run a tight site visit that turns loose talk into a clear, signed scope. This fits residential and light commercial service work that meets your small job rules. You will walk the space, take photos, measure, pull basic readings, and write what you will do and what you will not do. You will leave with a scope snapshot that the client initials. This chapter does not cover pricing math. It is about process and proof. Safety. Put safety first when you step out of the truck. Wear eye protection and gloves. Wear a dust mask if there is debris. Confirm where pets and kids are before you open panels or valves. Verify power is off before you touch conductors. Verify water is isolated before you open a line. Lock out or tag out where it applies. Respect ladders and roof edges. If you see a hazard, stop and reset. Follow local code at all times. Tools and materials. Clipboard or tablet with your scope sheet. Phone or camera with flash. Tape measure at least 25 feet. Laser distance meter. Small level at least 6 inches. Stud finder. Moisture meter. Non-contact voltage tester. Multimeter set to volts AC and volts DC. GFCI tester. Infrared thermometer. Bright flashlight. Painter tape for tags. Fine tip marker. Graph paper for a simple plan sketch. Lockout device set with padlocks and tags. Extra batteries for meters and lights. Disposable shoe covers. Small step stool for 8-foot ceilings. A clean drop cloth for quick access work. Setup. Call or text that you are on the way with your 2-hour window. Ask the client to clear a path to the work area. Ask the client to secure pets. Open the job file on your tablet. Check that your scope sheet template is empty and ready. Confirm your meters zero out. Confirm your phone storage is open for photos. Set a simple goal for the visit. You will leave with a signed scope snapshot and photo set. Steps. Step 1. Arrive and frame the visit. Greet the client by name and confirm the single task in one sentence. Keep control of the pace. Say you will take a short walk, gather photos, and write a scope they can review. Ask for permission to take photos. Ask about alarms, shutoffs, and any rooms you must avoid. Note access issues like parked cars, stairs, tight corners, and low ceilings. Put on shoe covers if the space is occupied. Start your clock for the visit so you do not linger. Walk directly to the work area. Do not chase small talk. Look for risks in the path. Loose rugs. Wet floors. Open stairs. Note them on your sheet. A safe path saves time and prevents claims. Step 2. Safety sweep and lockout or tag out. Find the electrical panel or local disconnect. Use your non-contact tester to screen for live parts at the device or equipment. If you will open a cover, throw the disconnect or breaker and verify zero. State out loud what you are doing so the client hears the care you take. Apply a lock or a tag if you will leave power off while you measure or test. Do not trust a label. Test every conductor with your meter set to volts AC. Confirm you see zero at the point you will touch. Find the water shutoff if the task touches plumbing. Spin the valve to confirm it moves. If you will crack a joint, isolate and test with a quick drip check. For gas, sniff and listen first. If you suspect a leak, shut the valve, ventilate, and pause the visit. You do not proceed until the space is safe. Note what you locked out on your sheet. Step 3. Photo set with fixed angles and counts. Shoot a standard set, so every job looks the same in your files. Take one wide shot to show the room or exterior wall. Take a left angle and a right angle. Take one ceiling or floor shot if it matters for access or protection. Take two close shots of the work area with a tape in the frame for scale. Take one shot of labels or nameplates. Take one shot of the panel schedule or shutoff location. That is 8 photos minimum. Keep your camera level. Stand back far enough to see edges and clearances. Use the flash if shadows hide details. Name the set in your notes. Right wide left, write detail 1, detail 2, label shutoff. A uniform set saves time when you build the scope, and if an inspector or insurer asks for proof later. Step 4. Measurements and basic readings. Measure the spans, heights, and depths that define the work. Write the numbers as you go. Use the laser for long spans and the tape for tight cuts. Mark the wall or pipe with painter tape where you will tie in. On electric tasks, set the meter to volts AC and read the supply. Target is 120 volts on a single pole circuit. If you see less than 115, note a supply issue. On low voltage controls, switch to volts DC and call out the reading in your notes. On plumbing and building envelope tasks, run the moisture meter on trim, drywall, and sill plates near the work. Log the readings. If you see high moisture, you may need to adjust the scope to include drying or to set an exclusion. On HVAC tasks, use the infrared thermometer to check a register or a coil face. Note the surface temp as a reference. You are not diagnosing the system here. You are capturing baseline numbers that support the scope. Step 5. Hidden conditions checklist. Look for what will slow you down or change the plan. Blocked access behind appliances. Painted shut panels. Hidden junction boxes. Mixed materials that need different fasteners. Previous repairs with poor joints or no support. Damaged framing. Rodent droppings and nests. Water stains under sinks and around toilet bases. Nail plates missing where lines cross studs. Note each item. Take a specific photo for each. Do not open walls without approval. Do not disturb insulation or pest evidence without proper controls. Write the line you will use if a hidden condition triggers a plan change. You keep control by naming the condition and the next step. Step 6. Write the scope statement with exclusions. Use plain language. Start with the problem in one sentence. Then list the actions in a short stack. Add limits and exclusions. Add access and protection steps. Add what you will not touch. Add the final cleanup. Add the tests you will perform at the end. Speak each part out loud to the client. You are setting the edges of the work. Use this pattern. Problem noted. Actions planned. Access steps. Protection steps. Exclusions. Final tests and cleanup. Read it once more and ask the client to repeat the key points in their own words. If they miss an exclusion, repeat it. Do not move on until they can say it back. Note pre-existing damage now. Chips. Water rings. Cracked tile. Out of square door frames. Loose handrails. Take close photos with a coin or tape for scale. Mark the location on your sketch. Note that you saw it before you touched anything. This protects both sides. Step 7. Simple sketch and client scope snapshot sign-off. Draw a clean plan view or elevation on graph paper. Mark walls, doors, windows, and fixed equipment. Draw the work area with bold lines. Add simple labels. Write measurements next to each line. Mark north or the front door to set orientation. A simple sketch beats a paragraph of text. Photograph the sketch and place it in the job file. Show the client the photos, the sketch, and the scope statement as a set. Hand them the sheet and ask for initials by the scope and exclusions lines. If they are remote, send a single message with the scope lines and the sketch photo. Ask for a yes reply and save the reply in the file. Use one clear line. Any change after this point will be a written change order. This is not pressure. This is plain language, so both sides stay aligned. Step 8. What inspectors look for on small jobs. Know the common checkpoints, so you build them into the plan. For light electrical work, inspectors care about working clearances, correct breaker size, bonding and grounding, GFCI and arc fault where required, box fill, connector strain relief, and labels that match. They expect staples or supports at the proper spacing. They expect tamper-resistant receptacles in dwellings. They expect covers installed and unused openings closed. For light plumbing work, inspectors look for proper slope on drains, clean trap arms, venting that meets local code, shutoffs at fixtures, support straps at the right spacing, approved materials and fittings, and clean transitions between materials. They look for proper use of primer and cement on PVC. They look for dielectric unions on dissimilar metals where required. They look for leak tests and clean seals. For HVAC service, they check clearances, proper support of condensate lines, traps and vents on condensate where required, safe routing of refrigerant lines, protection plates where lines cross studs, proper disconnects and working space, and correct fuse or breaker size. They may ask for manufacturer data to confirm clearances. You are not pulling a permit for many small jobs. You still build to code and document like an inspector would. Take a photo that proves each common checkpoint. Keep your proof clean and easy to find. Verify. Before you leave, read your own sheet top to bottom. Confirm you have the full photo set. Confirm measurements are complete. Confirm you logged meter readings with numbers and units. Confirm exclusions are written and the client initials are on the page, or a yes reply is saved. Remove locks and restore power and water as required. Walk the area and leave it clean. Tell the client the next contact step and the arrival window you will offer for the work. Common fails and fixes. Missing the shutoff location photo. Fix it by adding shutoff to your standard photo list and say the list out loud as you shoot. Forgetting to note pre-existing damage. Fix it by making a slow circle with your camera before you touch the work. Allowing the client to add tasks during the walk. Fix it by parking add-ons in a separate list. Tell them you will write those as a separate scope after this one is signed. Writing a loose scope with soft words. Fix it by using concrete actions and clear exclusions. Skipping meter readings and relying on memory. Fix it by reading the number into your notes as you measure. Leaving without a scope snapshot. Fix it by asking for initials as a standard step, every visit, every time. Document. Save the photos in a folder named with the date, the client name, and the task. Keep the 8 standard shots first. Add reading screenshots if your meters log them. Add the sketch photo. Add the signed scope sheet or the yes reply. Write a 1-line summary at the top of the file that states problem, action, and exclusions. Back up the file. If an inspector, insurer, or manager asks a question, you can show the proof in minutes. Recap. Walk the space with safety first and a steady plan. Convert what you see into photos, measurements, readings, and a clean scope with exclusions. Get initials on the scope snapshot before you leave. Chapter 3, Labor Hours, the Simple Math. Hook 1 line. Price hours with a steady system, and you stop giving time away. Scope. You will build labor hours for small jobs using one clean formula. The goal is a number you can read out loud without doubt. This fits residential and light commercial service work within your small job rules. You will set a base rate by task, apply adjusters for access and conditions, add setup and cleanup, add travel and load out, then round to your minimum billable rule. No material pricing here. This chapter covers time only. Safety. Rushed math leads to rushed work. Slow down before you start a task. Confirm power and water are isolated before you measure or test. Lock out or tag out where it applies. Do not force speed on ladders or tight spaces. Respect daylight limits for outdoor work. Follow local code and your license scope. Tools and materials. Phone timer. Calculator. Clipboard or tablet with a labor sheet. Tape measure. Small laser distance meter. Step counter or wheel for long runs. Production rate cheat sheet you build for your trade. City map or routing app for travel estimates. Pen with a fine point. Bright flashlight. Setup. Open your labor sheet. Write the task in 1 line. Write the job address. Mark the crew size you plan to send. Mark the date. Write your minimum billable hours. Write your arrival window. Keep the formula on the top line. Hours equals base times adjusters plus setup and cleanup plus travel. You will fill each piece once. Steps. Step 1. Choose the task profile. Pick one clear task description. One outlet add on an open wall. Faucet swap in a clear sink base. Bath fan replacement with attic access. Thermostat change at shoulder height. Door trim repair on one side of one opening. Use plain words. If the call has 2 tasks, split them into 2 lines. A single task per line keeps math tight. Step 2. Set a base production rate. Use your cheat sheet or pass tickets. Base equals time and normal access for a steady pro with standard tools. Examples to start your sheet. Outlet add on an open wall, 1 hour. Swap a light fixture on an 8-foot ceiling, half an hour. Replace a bath fan with same size housing and attic access, 1 hour and a half. Thermostat change and test, half an hour. Swap a kitchen faucet in a clear base, 1 hour. Replace a P-trap and tailpiece, half an hour. Patch and paint 1 square foot of drywall, 1 hour and a quarter. Adjust an interior door that rubs, half an hour. Clean a condensate line, 1 hour. You will tune these numbers to your crew over time. Pick the closest match and write it down. Step 3. Apply adjusters for access and conditions. Most homes are not perfect. Use small multipliers to cover slowdowns. Pick only what applies. Do not stack the same issue twice. Access tight or blocked. Add 25% if the path is tight or the work area is crowded. Example words on your sheet. Refrigerator in a narrow galley. Vanity packed with storage. Closet full of boxes. Ceiling height. Add 25% for 10 foot to 12 foot. Add 50% above 12 foot. Tall work slows moves and needs extra care on ladders. Occupied home with special care. Add 25% when you must cover floors, move fragile items with the owner, or stage dust control. Respect for the space takes time. Old work or unknowns. Add 25% when fasteners are stripped, valves look corroded, boxes are shallow, or finishes are brittle. You saw proof in photos or during the visit. Long pulls or long walks. Add 25% when a run or chase is over 40 feet, or when the truck is down a long path or upstairs with no elevator. Weather limits. Add 25% for exterior work in heat, cold, or light rain. Add 50% if you will stop and start to keep tools dry or safe. Pick your adjusters. Multiply the base by 1.25 or 1.5 as needed. Write the new subtotal. Speak the math out loud. Base 1 hour becomes 1 hour and 15 minutes with 1.25 multiplier. Step 4. Add setup and cleanup. Small jobs still need setup and cleanup. Write 2 lines. Setup. Cleanup. Use tight numbers you repeat. Setup. Walk in. Lay drop cloths. Set tools. Move 1 or 2 items. Typical setup is 15 to 20 minutes indoors. Write 20 minutes on the sheet unless the space is perfect and empty. Cleanup. Remove debris. Wipe surfaces. Roll up cloths. Reset moved items. Take photos. Typical cleanup is 15 to 20 minutes indoors. Write 20 minutes unless you know it will be faster. If dust control or floor protection is heavy, move setup to 30 minutes and cleanup to 30 minutes. Read the numbers out loud. Setup 20 minutes. Cleanup 20 minutes. Repeat the totals. 40 minutes. Step 5. Add travel and loadout. Travel time is real work. Write 2 numbers. Drive time and loadout. Do not guess. Use your map and past trips in that part of town. Read the time twice. 15 minutes to site. 15 minutes back to the route. Loadout includes roll cords, stow ladders, secure parts. Write a quick note in the truck. 10 to 15 minutes is common. Write 15 minutes by default. If parking is tight or you must ride an elevator, write 20 minutes. Travel estimate example. Drive time out 20 minutes. Drive time back 20 minutes. Loadout 15 minutes. Total travel and loadout 55 minutes. Speak it. 55 minutes. Step 6. Hold your minimum billable hour rule and daylight window. Small jobs die when you bill exact minutes. You need a floor to stay in business. Pick a minimum billable block that fits your market. 1 hour is common when the task is close and simple. 1.5 to 2 hours protects you on most service calls. Write your floor on the top line of the sheet. Repeat it out loud. Minimum billable 2 hours. Now look at the plan against daylight and building quiet hours. No exterior drilling at 7 in the morning. No hammering late at night in multifamily. If the work risks a noise complaint, move it inside your window. If sunset hits during ladder work, push the job earlier. State the workable window. 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon for exterior ladders. Note it. Step 7. Choose crew mix. 1 tech is lean and simple. 2 techs move ladders faster, pull wire faster, and can work safer on ceilings and shafts. Do not double the hours without a reason. Use a rule. If the task needs a ladder over 10 feet or a pull over 40 feet, or you must hold and fasten heavy items, send 2. If a helper saves more than one-third of the time, send two. Write the mix. One lead, or one lead and one helper. If you send two, you will show total crew hours. Example: two techs for 1 hour and a half equals 3 labor hours. You will price labor on hours, not bodies. This keeps billing clean. Step 8. Do the math and round clean. Now build the number. Say it as you write it. Example 1. Bath fan swap with attic access in a tidy house 10 minutes from the shop. Base 1 hour and a half. Adjusters: none. Setup and cleanup 40 minutes total. Travel and loadout 55 minutes. Add them. 1 hour and a half plus 40 minutes plus 55 minutes equals 3 hours and 5 minutes. Round to your minimum block. If your minimum is 2 hours, 3 hours and 5 minutes exceeds the floor. Round to 3 hours and a quarter or to 3.5 for scheduling clarity. Speak the block you use in your shop. 3.5 hours. Example 2. Outlet add on a 10-foot ceiling in a busy kitchen with floor protection and a long walk from street parking. Base 1 hour. Adjusters: ceiling height adds 25%. Busy space adds 25%. Multiply once for both, or stack as separate lines, then multiply sequentially. 1 hour times 1.25 times 1.25 equals 1 hour and 34 minutes. Set up and clean up 60 minutes because of floor protection. Travel and load out 40 minutes total due to parking. Add them. 1 hour and 34 minutes plus 1 hour plus 40 minutes equals 3 hours and 14 minutes. Your shop rounds to 3.5 hours for schedule blocks. Write 3.5. Speak your round rule to the client in plain words. I schedule in half-hour blocks. Your job sits at 3.5 hours. You will see this on the estimate and on the invoice. Verify. Run 2 checks before you lock the hours. First, a gut replay. Close your eyes and walk the job in your head from truck door to final wipe. Count minutes by step. If the replay lands far from your number, find out why and fix the sheet. Second, compare to a similar past job in your files. If the past job ran long, adjust the base on your cheat sheet for next time. If the past job ran shorter, hold your number for safety, or drop a small amount if you feel strong about access and prep. Say the final number twice. 3.5 hours. Repeat. 3.5 hours. Common fails and fixes. Using best case base rates from a perfect house. Fix this by collecting real times from your crew and updating the cheat sheet monthly. Forgetting setup and cleanup. Fix this with 2 default lines you never skip. Double counting travel. Fix this by writing out and back once, plus 1 load out, and nothing more. Ignoring an occupied home. Fix this by adding a 25% adjuster when you must protect floors or move fragile items with care. Underestimating ladder work. Fix this with a ceiling height rule on your sheet with clear percent adds. Sending 2 texts then billing, as if it were 1. Fix this by writing total crew hours on the sheet and pricing on hours, not heads. Rounding down to please a client. Fix this by holding your half-hour blocks. You protect the schedule and the margin. Letting the client add a second task without a second line. Fix this by splitting lines. 1 line per task. Document. Create a standard labor sheet for every job. Keep the top line formula. Keep base rate, adjusters, setup, cleanup, travel, and crew boxes in the same order. Save a photo of the filled sheet in the job folder before you roll. At closeout, record actual hours side by side with the estimate. Write 1 sentence on why the time held or slipped. Update your cheat sheet when you see a pattern. Inspectors do not read labor math, but managers and future you will. Clean records help when a client questions a bill. Recap. Pick 1 clear task and use a real base rate from your files. Add adjusters, setup, cleanup, travel, then round to your billable block. Speak the hours twice and write them on a sheet you can defend. Chapter 4, Materials, Consumables, and Markup. Hook 1 line. Count every part and charge for it so each small job pays for itself. Scope. You will build a clean materials plan for small residential and light commercial service jobs. This covers common parts, consumables, wear items, and a steady markup that you can defend. It does not cover bulk renovations, specialty engineered systems, or permit-driven installs that need submittals and long lead items. The goal is a simple list, fair pricing, and proof you can show a client or a manager. Safety. Treat materials work as real work. Watch for sharp edges on cut metal and glass. Ventilate when you handle primers, cements, solvents, and spray foams. Wear eye protection and gloves when you cut, glue, or solder. Respect gas and fuel vapors. Lock out or tag out before you open any box or line. Follow local code on approved materials and flame or heat near structure. Tools and materials. Take off sheet on a clipboard or tablet. Fine tip marker and bright painter tape for tags. Tape measure and laser meter. Scale ruler if you sketch. Phone or camera for label photos. Calculator. Moisture meter where water work is involved. Supplier contact list with hours. Bin list for your truck stock with common sizes by trade. Setup. Open your signed scope and photos from the last chapter. Write one line at the top of the takeoff sheet that states the target task. Confirm what surfaces and systems you will touch. Pull your truck bin list and highlight items you expect to use. Note the tax rate and whether the job is taxable on materials, labor, or both under your local rules. Decide now that you will not discount a part because it happens to be on your truck. Steps. Step 1. Build the takeoff from the scope. Read the scope line by line. Break the job into small assemblies. A faucet swap needs the faucet, 2 supply lines, 2 shut-off escutcheons if damaged, 1 P-trap kit if brittle, and 1 tube of sealant. An outlet add-on an open wall needs 1 old workbox, 1 length of cable, 1 device, 1 cover plate, and 3 to 5 cable staples. Write each item on its own line with size and type. Add 1 slot for protection materials such as drop cloths, tape, plastic, and rosin paper where needed. Add 1 slot for disposal bags if debris is expected. Do not assume the client has anything on hand. Step 2. Add waste factors by category. Every cut costs you. Add cut and loss by material type. For copper and PVC piping, add 10% for cuts and fitting errors. For wire and cable, add 10% for routing and slack at terminations. For drywall patches, add 1 square foot to any hole to cover clean edges and screw backing. For paint, add 10% for tray and roller loss and touch-ups the next day. For fasteners, round to the next box size that makes sense for your shelf, then price on the count you will use plus a small buffer. Write the waste factor in words on the sheet. Say it out loud. 10% add for copper. 10% add for cable. You are planning for real life, not for a perfect bench. Step 3. Add consumables and wear. Consumables are items you cannot take back once you open them. Wear items or blades and bits that die early on hard jobs. Create a standard consumables line on every small job. Include tape, blades, sandpaper, rags, wire nuts, flux and solder or primer and cement, screws, anchors, batteries for meters, drill bits, hole saw teeth, zip ties, and sealants. You may price this as a flat line per visit or as a percent of materials. A common approach on small service is a flat consumables fee between $5 and $25 based on task type, or 2 to 5% of total materials cost. Pick one method and apply it every time. Read the number twice so it is clean for the client and for your books. Step 4. Recover small tools fairly. Small tools get burned up on service work. Oscillating blades, diamond bits, step bits, and brushes are not free. Create a small tools recovery line. You can tie it to labor hours or set a flat minimum. One steady method is $3 times build labor hours with a $10 floor. Another steady method is a flat $15 on any job that uses cutting, grinding, or drilling. Pick one rule and stick to it. Say the rule in your estimate terms so the client sees it up front. Step 5. Check supplier stock and lead time. Do not plan parts you cannot buy today. Call or check your supplier before you promise a same-day finish. Confirm brand neutral options that meet code and fit the space. If a client wants a premium or a special finish, price the base option and price the upgrade as a choice with lead time stated in days. If you must run for parts, schedule the job around that run. Do not stop mid-job to shop unless you built that time into the plan. A clean rule is this. If the part is not on your truck and not 2 blocks away, you book the work for the next window. Step 6. Set your stock on truck policy. First visit wins come from a tight truck. Pick a standard kit by trade and keep it simple. For electrical, carry common devices, plates, old work boxes, staples, wire nuts, a few rolls of 12-gauge and 14-gauge, and a modest tray of screws and anchors. For plumbing, carry supply lines, stop valves, wax rings, P-traps, escutcheons, Teflon tape, pipe dope, and key adapters. For HVAC service, carry capacitors, contactors, fuses, condensate fittings, and coil cleaner. Count bins weekly and restock before you roll on Mondays. Price parts from cost and markup, not from emotion. The fact that a part lives on your truck does not make it free. Step 7. Markup versus margin, and how to speak both. Define both terms once so you never mix them again. Markup is how much you add on top of cost. Margin is the percent of the final selling price that is profit. Example, cost is $100. You add a markup of 30%. The sell price is $130. The margin at that price is 23% because 30 divided by 130 equals 0.23. If you want a margin of 25% on materials, you need a markup of about 33.3%. Speak the difference out loud when you train a new hand. You set markup. You measure margin after the sale. Step 8. Pick standard markup ranges and stick to them. Small service work needs simple bands. Use a lower markup on big commodity items and a higher markup on tiny parts that cause many trips and returns. A common pattern is 20 to 40% markup on commodity items like cable, pipe, fittings, and sheet goods. Use 40 to 60% markup on mid-sized parts like disposals, fans, valves, and thermostats when you carry warranty risk and labor to replace if defective. Use 80 to 100% markup on tiny items like screws, anchors, escutcheons, wire nuts, blades, and sealants. These ranges cover your shopping time, stocking, warranty handling, and shrink. Write your shop's bands once, get owner approval, and do not negotiate them in the field. If a client asks for a breakdown, you can show labor, materials as a line, and your terms. You are not required to sell parts at cost. Step 9. Handle tax, fees, and fuel. Charge and remit tax as your local rules require. Many places tax materials and sometimes tax the whole invoice. Keep your resale and exemption certificates on file. Add tax after markup. If your area allows a fuel or supply chain surcharge, publish a clear rule such as a flat fee inside your base zone and a higher fee outside that zone. Another option is to cover fuel inside your travel line from the labor chapter. Pick one and be consistent so your invoices look the same all year. Step 10. Build the materials priced the same way every time. Use a simple sequence so you do not miss a piece. Cost each line from your supplier list. Add waste factors. Add the consumables line. Add small tools recovery. Add any disposal fee if you will haul debris. Apply your markup band to each item or to the whole basket based on your shop rule. Add tax if required. Read the totals out loud. Materials subtotal. Consumables. Tools recovery. Disposal. Tax. Final materials number. Write that number on the estimate next to your labor hours from the last chapter. Round to clean dollars for the final figure. Do not hide lines inside labor to look cheap. Clear lines build trust. Verify. Check the count against your photos and sketch. Confirm sizes and colors match the space and the scope. Call the supplier and ask for stock on the shelf and one alternate that also meets code. Read back the part numbers. Photograph labels and spec tags when you pick up or pull from your truck. Open packages before you leave the counter to confirm undamaged parts. If an item is special order, write the restock terms and the lead time in days on your sheet and in your estimate. Read the final materials number twice. If it feels light, look for missing fasteners, adapters, and oddball screws. If it feels heavy, check whether you added waste twice. Common fails and fixes. Forgetting primer and cement on PVC. Fix it by keeping a standard consumables line and by saying primer and cement out loud when you write the pipe list. Mixing markup and margin. Fix it by taping the definitions to your clipboard and using the one cost and one sell example in every training session. Discounting a part because it was already on your truck. Fix it by setting a written policy that stock parts price from your bands, not from emotion. Leaving out wear items. Fix it by adding a small tools recovery line to every job, even if it is $5. Missing fasteners and anchors. Fix it by adding a fastener line to every takeoff with size and type. Buying a premium finish without approval. Fix it by pricing a base option and listing upgrades as choices with their own prices and lead times. Skipping tax setup. Fix it by keeping a tax line on your template and filling it last every time. Running mid-job for parts. Fix it by confirming stock before you promise a same-day finish, and by setting a parts run rule that protects your time. Document. Save all receipts in the job folder the day you purchase. Photograph each receipt in case the paper fades. Take clear photos of part labels, model numbers, serial numbers, and batch codes where warranty may apply. Write who approved any upgrade and when. Keep a copy of supplier quotes for special orders with lead times. Log returns and restock fees so you can see the real cost of change requests. At closeout, attach the material list, the receipts, and label photos to the invoice record. Clean documentation stops disputes and speeds warranty claims. Recap: build a clear takeoff with waste, consumables, and wear items included. Price with written markup bands, add tax after markup, and keep lines visible. Document labels, receipts, and approvals so every part is traceable and defendable. Chapter 5: Overhead Recovery, Minimums, and Profit. Hook 1 line. Price for survival first, then add clean profit on top. Scope: you will build a simple price engine that covers overhead, holds a firm minimum, and pays you profit on every small job. This fits residential and light commercial service work that meets your small job rules. You will convert your monthly costs into an hourly overhead number, add your fully burdened labor, then add a clear profit target. You will round to clean blocks and show terms that protect cash flow. Safety. Financial safety matters like site safety. Do not guess at numbers. Do not promise discounts in the field. Keep deposits, credit card handling, and lien notices within local rules. Speak your terms in plain language. Stop work and reset if payment terms are not met. Tools and materials. Calculator. Last 3 months of expense statements. Payroll summary with taxes and insurance. Calendar for workdays. A rate sheet template. A simple terms sheet. Your city map for travel zones. A clock to time how long the math takes so you can repeat it the same way next quarter. Setup. Open a blank rate sheet. Write 3 lines at the top. Overhead per hour. Labor burden per hour. Profit target. Under that, write a 1-line formula. Shop rate equals labor burden plus overhead plus profit. You will fill each line 1 time, then reuse it for every estimate until the next review date. Steps. Step 1. List your overhead categories. Overhead is every cost that keeps the doors open whether you are on a ladder or not. List rent or mortgage share on the shop. Utilities. Office wages. Payroll taxes for office. Phones and data. Accounting and legal. Insurance on the business, the vehicle, and liability. Vehicle payments, fuel, maintenance, and tags. Uniforms and laundry. Tool replacement and calibration. Software. Marketing. Training. Licenses. Subscriptions. Bank and card fees. Write a monthly number next to each. Use a 3-month average so one large bill does not distort the picture. Step 2. Find your monthly billable hours. You cannot charge every hour you work. Pick a realistic month. Count workdays. Multiply by crew hours per day. Then apply an efficiency factor to account for dispatch, restocking, and drive time that is not billed. A common factor on service work is 60-70%. For example, one tech at 8 hours a day, 21 workdays, is 168 hours worked. At 65% billable, that is 109 hours you invoice. Write this number. This is the base you divide into your monthly overhead. Step 3. Convert overhead to an hourly number. Add your overhead dollars for the month. Divide by your monthly billable hours. Read the result twice. If overhead totals $9,000 and you bill 109 hours, overhead per hour is $82.60. Repeat the number. $82.60. Round to the nearest dollar on your sheet for cleaner math. $83 per billable hour. This is not optional. This belongs in every price you write. Step 4. Build your fully burdened labor cost. Labor burden is more than the paycheck. Start with the hourly wage. Add payroll taxes and workers' compensation. Add health benefits if you pay them. Add paid time off spread across the year. Add a steady cost for training. Add a simple allowance for tool, where if you do not already cover it elsewhere. If a tech earns $30 an hour and taxes and insurance add $9, and benefits add $3, and paid time off and training add $3, labor burden sits at $45 an hour. Read it twice. $45 per hour burdened. Write it on the sheet. Step 5. Set a profit target and write it as a percent. Profit is the reward for risk and management. Small service work often targets 15 to 30% on the total invoice. Pick a target that lets you invest and restock. Use one number and defend it. For this chapter, we will model 20% on total revenue. Say it out loud. Target profit is 20%. Repeat, 20%. You can also work with a profit per hour, but a percent on revenue is simple and scales across job sizes. Step 6. Build the shop rate. Add labor burden per hour and overhead per hour to get your break-even rate before profit. Using the example numbers, 45 plus 83 equals $128 per hour. Round clean to 130, so you do not chase coins. Now add profit. With a 20% target on revenue, you can either gross up the rate or add profit later in the price builder. Keep it simple. Many shops keep a shop rate that covers labor burden and overhead, then apply the profit percent to the full invoice at the end. Write both on the sheet so you do not forget. Shop rate $130 per hour. Profit target 20% of the total. Step 7. Set your minimum service charge. A minimum keeps tiny tasks from eating the day. Pick a floor that covers dispatch, walk time, setup, cleanup, and a slice of overhead. Many shops choose 1.5 to 2 hours at the shop rate. Using $130 per hour, a 2-hour minimum prints $260. Read it twice. $260 minimum visit. If you want it to include the first hour of labor and a travel fee, write the exact rule. Keep the sentence short. Minimum visit covers dispatch, the first hour of labor, and standard consumables. You can change the words to fit your earlier chapters, but hold the number. Step 8. Add after hours and travel zone rules. Write a simple after hours multiplier to protect morale and cover risk. 1.5 times the shop rate after 6 in the evening. 2 times on Sundays and holidays. Read the rule twice when you book. Add travel zones on your map. Zone 1 is inside 20 minutes drive. Zone 2 is 21 to 40 minutes. Zone 3 is beyond that. Price the zones either inside your labor travel lines or as a flat dispatch fee. Pick one method and use it for every call so staff can quote without doubt. Step 9. Price a real small job with the engine. Pull a sample from your files. A faucet swap that you estimated at 3.5 labor hours. Materials at $140 including markup, tax, and consumables from the last chapter. Shop rate at $130. Profit target at 20%. Build it in steps. Labor dollars equals 3.5 hours times 130 equals $455. Materials dollars equals $140. Subtotal before profit equals $595. Profit at 20% equals $119. Final price equals $714. Round to a clean number if you prefer. $715. Say it twice. $715. You can now read this price out loud and defend each line. Step 10. Show the client a clean structure and terms. Short words build trust. Use one line for labor hours, one line for materials, one line for dispatch or travel if you use it, and one line for tax if required. State your minimum and whether the job meets or exceeds it. State deposit rules. Many shops collect a deposit of 30 to 50% on jobs that require parts. For same-day small jobs with stock parts, you may collect payment in full on completion. Write when payment is due. Due on completion is common for service work. State your late cancel fee. State the window for the price to hold. 30 days is common. Keep the terms in the same order on every estimate so clients learn your rhythm. Step 11. Install a warranty and callback budget. Warranty work is real. Build a small percent into your price to cover parts defects and short returns. You can hide this inside your profit target or call it out as a warranty reserve inside overhead. Pick one approach and stick to it. A simple way is to let your markup bands and your profit target carry the load. Another way is to add 1 or 2% to the shop rate and label it warranty reserve. Whichever you choose, be consistent and document the choice on your rate sheet. Step 12. Set deposits and payment methods that speed cash. Choose methods that clear quickly. Card, debit, or bank transfer on completion is clean. Checks can be fine if you know the client. Cash is fine with a receipt. Avoid long invoicing delays that turn a small job into a collection problem. If a client cannot meet terms, pause and reset. You protect the business by saying no to risk that you cannot carry. Verify. Check your break-even. Remove the profit line from the sample job and ask if you would still be healthy. If the answer is no, your overhead or labor burden numbers may be low, or your billable hours estimate may be high. Cross-check the shop rate against two peers you trust. You do not copy them. You use the check to sense whether you forgot a large cost. Run a second test on a one-hour task that hits your minimum. If the minimum looks soft after overhead and travel, raise it before the next estimate. Read all critical numbers twice. Shop rate 130. Minimum 2 hours. Profit target 20%. Common fails and fixes. Using the paycheck rate instead of the burdened rate. Fix it by adding taxes, insurance, and paid time off to the wage every time. Dividing overhead by total hours worked instead of billable hours. Fix it by applying a realistic efficiency factor and writing it on the sheet. Skipping the minimum when a client is kind. Fix it by printing the minimum on your estimate template and never deleting it. Forgetting card fees and chargebacks. Fix it by including average fees in your overhead and by keeping signed scope snapshots and photo proof. Rounding down to match a budget. Fix it by keeping round rules and half-hour blocks and by offering scope trims, not free time. Changing the markup band to win a price fight. Fix it by holding the band and offering a lower spec part as a choice if needed. Letting deposits slide. Fix it by setting a rule. No parts order until deposit clears. Failing to review rates. Fix it by scheduling a quarterly rate day. Update overhead numbers, billable hours, and the shop rate. Document. Keep the rate sheet with the overhead math, the labor burden math, and the profit target in a folder named with the date. Save the efficiency factor you used and the workdays you counted. Store your terms sheet with the minimum, the after-hours rules, the zones, the cancel fee, and the deposit rules. Train staff with the same two examples you did here. Add a short script they can read on the phone. Keep signed estimates and paid invoices tied to the job files with photos. If a question comes later, you can show how you built the number. Recap. Overhead per hour plus labor burden builds your break-even. A firm minimum and clear terms protect your schedule and cash. Profit at a steady percent turns service work into a business, not a hobby. Chapter 6. Change orders and surprises. Hook one line. When the work shifts, your pen protects profit. Scope. You will control changes on small jobs with a steady, written process. This fits residential and light commercial service work that meets your small job rules. You will name the trigger, make the area safe, document proof, price the delta, get written approval, and adjust schedule and invoice before you touch a tool again. This chapter does not cover new estimation formulas. It teaches the pause, the paper, and the talk track that keep your margin intact. Safety. Stop work when conditions change. Put on eye protection and gloves. Use lockout or tagout if a cover or valve must stay off while you assess. Ventilate if you smell gas or solvents. Do not disturb suspect materials like friable insulation, unknown dust, or stained ceiling tiles until you rule out hazards. Follow local code. If a permit or license specialty is now required, do not proceed. Refer or add the proper step with a plan that keeps everyone safe. Tools and materials. Change order pad or digital template with signature capture. Phone or camera with flash. Find tip marker and painter tape for tags. Moisture meter. Non-contact voltage tester and multimeter. GFCI tester. Gas leak detector or soap solution. Small level. Tape measure and laser meter. Graph paper for a quick sketch. Bright flashlight. Lockout tags and a small lock. Your unit price menu for common ads. Your labor and materials sheets from earlier chapters. Setup. Decide the rule before you roll. Any scope change triggers a pause. Any hidden condition triggers a pause. Any client add-on triggers a pause. Train yourself to say the same calm line every time. You will gather proof, write the change in one clean paragraph, price it from your menu and sheets, and secure written approval. You will not mix new work into the original line. You will give one choice if the fix is standard, or two choices if there is a good and a better path. You will write time, parts, and any inspection steps so you can defend the number later. Steps. Step 1. Spot the trigger and stop the clock. Call the trigger early. Typical triggers include brittle valves that will not close, corroded boxes, rotten subfloor discovered under a toilet, a miswired circuit behind a plate, hidden junctions, damaged framing, live water in a wall, or a long run that was not visible in photos. Client triggers include add one more device, change a finish, move the location, or pull a new line for a different appliance. Say the stop line in a clear voice. Work has paused because the conditions are different than the signed scope. We will take photos, write the change, price it, and ask for approval before we continue. Note the time. You will resume the clock only after approval. Step 2. Make the area safe and stable. Put the system in a safe state. Kill power and verify zero with your meter set to volts AC. Isolate water and confirm no drip at the open point. Soap test any gas fittings that you touched. Set a bucket or pan if a line weeps. Put warning tape on a tripping hazard. Cover sharp edges with a rag while you assess. You are not fixing yet. You are preventing damage while you plan. Write one line on your sheet that states the safe state you set, and take a photo that proves it. Safety first buys you time to think. Step 3. Document the surprise with proof. Shoot a standard set. One wide photo to show location. One left and one right to show context. Two close photos of the issue with a tape for scale. One label or nameplate if gear is involved. One photo of your meter reading if voltage or moisture is part of the story. If the problem is inside a cavity, include a photo that shows how you gained access. Add a simple sketch with arrows and measurements. Read one sentence into your phone notes if that helps you later. Keep your tone neutral. The goal is to show what changed, not to dramatize it. If you will seal an opening for safety while you wait for approval, take a photo before and after the temporary cover. Step 4. Write the change description in plain language. Use one paragraph. Start with a single sentence that states the condition found. Follow with a short list of actions required to address it. State what you will protect or remove to get access. State what you will restore when done. Add exclusions that still apply. If the new work will pull a permit or needs a specialty, name it now. Add the tests or readings you will perform at the end. Keep verbs active and tight. Replace soft words with concrete actions. Replace fix with replace, secure, staple, caulk, prime, or test. You are building a scope that a client can understand and an inspector can respect. Example pattern for your sheet. Condition. Subfloor shows active rot under the base at the left rear of the toilet. Moisture meter reads high in that area. Actions. Remove the toilet, cut back 1 square foot of damaged subfloor, sister the joist if required, install new subfloor panel, reset the flange with approved hardware, install new wax ring, reset toilet, test for leaks and caulk base. Access and protection. Cover floor, set the toilet on a clean pad, mask the baseboard. Exclusions. No tile replacement beyond the cut line, no painting, no wall repair. Tests. Moisture meter baseline before reset and after 20 minutes. Flush test 3 times. That is the level of clarity you want on every change. Step 5. Price the change with a menu and your sheets. A unit price menu speeds small adds. Keep a short table for common items. Ceiling patch per square foot. Device add on an open wall. Shut off valve replacement per valve. P-trap rebuild per fixture. Disposal swap with same size and power. Bath fan change when the housing and duct stay the same. Each line pairs with typical labor hours and typical materials from earlier chapters. For items outside the menu, use your labor formula and materials band to build a clean number. Add the pieces in this order. Labor hours at the shop rate. Materials at cost plus markup. Consumables and tools recovery. Travel or dispatch if a second visit is required. Profit line if you show it or fold it into your final figure if you do not. Tax if required. Read the total out loud to yourself. If the change is urgent and small, your shop may allow phone approval at a threshold like $300. If it is larger or adds a day, you will require a deposit before you proceed. Write the rule on your template so you do not guess. Step 6. Present the change and get written approval. Use the pause and price script to keep control. Keep it calm and steady. Here is what we found. Show the photo set and the short paragraph. Here is what I propose to do. Read the actions and the access steps. Here is the price and the time. Read the number and the hours. Here are the limits. Read the exclusions. Do you approve this change so I can proceed? If they ask for a cheaper option, offer one safe alternative if it exists. Do not offer unsafe shortcuts. If the client declines all options, secure the area and write the decline on the sheet. Ask the client to sign or send a yes reply to a single message with the change text. Save the signature or the yes reply in the job file. You do not resume work without a written approval. Step 7. Update the plan and the schedule. Give the change its own line number. CO dash and the job number, then dash and the sequence. CO dash 1, CO dash 2, and so on. Copy the paragraph and price to the estimate or invoice. Adjust the arrival window if the change pushes the job into a new block. If the change requires parts you do not carry, set the space in a safe state and schedule a return visit. Tell the client the next date range and the expected time on site. If a permit is now required, stop work, provide the permit step on the change, and set the timeline after you confirm the authority requires it. Put the signed scope snapshot and the change order together in the file so a manager or inspector can see the chain in one pass. Step 8. Resume work and confirm tests and photos. Return to work only after you have written approval. Follow the actions you listed. Do not add extra tasks inside the same line. If a second surprise appears, pause again and repeat the process. When the change work is complete, perform the tests you promised. Read meter numbers out loud and log them. Take after photos from the same angles as the before set. Clean the area. Restore power or water. Walk the client through what you did and what you tested. Thank them for the approval and note any new warranty terms that apply to the changed item. Verify. Run 3 quick checks. First, does the change paragraph stand on its own without the original scope? If not, add one linking line that states where the change ties in. Second, do the hours and parts lines match the photo proof and the tests you promised? If a reading is missing, take it now while the system is open. Third, is the schedule update recorded with a timestamp? If you move the job to a new window, write the new date and the reason. Read the final change price twice. If your gut says it is low, you may have missed setup, cleanup, or a second trip. If your gut says it is high, check whether you added both a menu price and manual hours for the same item. Fix it before you send the final figure. Common fails and fixes. Doing the work first and the paper later. Fix this by making the pause line a habit. Work has paused. We will write the change now. Using soft words like minor or quick. Fix this by naming actions and tests. Replace quick fix with remove, replace, seal, test, and photo. Hiding extra time inside the original line. Fix this by giving the change its own line with a clear code. Skipping photos of the actual condition. Fix this by shooting the standard set and placing a tape in the frame for scale. Letting the client steer you into unsafe shortcuts. Fix this by offering only safe options and putting declines in writing with a safe state before you leave. Forgetting tax on changed materials. Fix this by keeping a tax line in your template and filling it every time. Missing a permit or a license task. Fix this by reading your permit triggers list out loud when any wall opens or when you touch life safety devices. Failing to collect a deposit on larger changes. Fix this by setting a clear rule. Parts order or extended time starts after a deposit clears. Not adjusting the schedule after a change. Fix this by rebooking the window as soon as the client approves, then logging the new time. Mixing warranty with new work. Fix this by stating whether the change is warranty or billable and why, and then writing the line to match. Document. Attach the change order to the original scope snapshot in the job folder. Include the change code, the date and time, the written approval, and the price. File the photo set in a subfolder named for the change code. Include before, meter readings, labels, and after photos. Add receipts if parts were purchased. If your region uses lien notices or requires specific client acknowledgments for extras, include those forms with the change. Note who approved and by what channel, such as signed pad or yes reply by text. At invoice time, show the original scope as one block and each change as separate lines with their codes. Clear records end debates fast. Recap. Pause for every surprise and write the change in one clear paragraph with proof. Price the delta from your unit menu and sheets, then secure written approval before work resumes. Update schedule, test the fix, and file photos and codes so anyone can follow the story in minutes. Chapter 7, Closeout Docs and the Learning Loop. Hook one line. Finish strong, get paid today, and turn every job into a better estimate tomorrow. Scope. You will close small jobs with a steady checklist that protects quality, cash, and reputation. This fits residential and light commercial service work under your small job rules. You will verify the work with tests and photos walk the client through results, collect payment, set warranty terms, and file clean records. You will also job cost the work, compare estimate to actual, and capture one lesson you can use on the next call. This chapter is about discipline and proof, not about selling extra work. Safety. Treat closeout as real work with real hazards. Restore power and water only when the area is ready. Confirm that guards, covers, and plates are installed before you energize. Keep eye protection on while you test under load. Ventilate when you use cleaners or sealants. Remove lockout or tagout only after you confirm zero tools in the panel or in the line. Clear the floor of cords and debris to avoid trips during the client walkthrough. Follow local code. If a test fails, do not leave the system live. Reset to a safe state and fix the cause. Tools and materials. Final walk sheet on a clipboard or tablet. Your photo checklist. Phone or camera with flash. Non-contact voltage tester and multimeter. GFCI tester. Moisture meter and infrared thermometer when relevant. Torque screwdriver for covers and terminals. Level and tape measure for alignment checks. Small vacuum and wipes. Painter tape for labels. Touch-up caulk or sealant for clean seams. Drop cloth for quick protection. Portable light. Invoice template and card reader. Warranty term sheet. Review or referral card or link text you can send. Job costing sheet or app. Setup. Open your job file. Place your final walk sheet on top. Pull the signed scope snapshot and any change orders so you can confirm that everything on paper matches what exists on site. Lay out the tools you need for tests so you do not hunt for them during the walk. Check that replacement parts packaging and old parts are either saved for client review or already bagged for disposal. Tell the client you will run your final checks, then walk them through the results, then go over the invoice and warranty. Set the expectation that payment is due on completion. Steps. Step 1. Reread the scope and change codes. Stand in the work area and read the scope lines out loud to yourself. Read change codes if they exist. Touch each item with your hand as you read it. If the scope says replace the device and label the breaker, put your hand on the device and then open the panel to check the label. If the scope says clear the condensate trap and add a cleanout, put your hand on the trap and on the new cleanout. If the scope says reset the toilet and caulk the base, put your hand on the base bead and the bolts. This simple touch test prevents missed items. Step 2. Install covers, guards, and plates. Small jobs fail inspections when covers are missing. Pull your cover checklist for your trade. For electrical, confirm device plates are on, boxes are full with the right box fill allowance, connectors have strain relief, no knockouts are open, and panel covers are set with all screws tight. For plumbing, confirm escutcheons cover the wall gaps, access panels are closed, and traps have clean seals. For HVAC, confirm fan housings and coil panels are closed and latched, filters are in place, and line set insulation is complete. Use your torque screwdriver when manufacturer specs call for a set value. Read critical torque twice. If a label requires a specific inch-pounds number, say it out loud before and after the final twist. Step 3. Clean, protect, and reset the space. Roll your drop cloths and check the floor for debris. Vacuum or wipe the immediate work area. Reset any items you moved with care. If you removed a shelf or a picture, put it back level and tight. Wipe fingerprints from plates and baseboards. If you cut drywall, vacuum dust from the base trim. If you pulled a toilet, wipe the porcelain and the floor around the base. Bag old parts and packaging for the client to inspect or for disposal with their approval. A clean space lowers complaints and raises trust during payment. Step 4. Perform final tests with numbers and photos. Run the tests you promised in the scope. Electrical checks include device function, polarity, and GFCI or arc fault where installed. Read the meter and say the numbers. Target is 120 volts on a single pole device. If you see less than 115, record the number and note a supply issue for future work. Cycle the breaker to confirm a clear label. Plumbing checks include visual leak checks at every joint and a time drip test where joints were disturbed. Run the faucet or the fixture for 2 minutes and then check with the moisture meter on trim and drywall around the work. Record numbers. HVAC checks include fan function, condensate flow at the cleanout, and a surface temperature reading at a register. Record the number in degrees Fahrenheit. Take photos from the same angles you used before. Include one wide, two sides, too close details, and a label or plate where relevant. If a test fails, stop, fix, and retest. Do not proceed to the client walk until all readings pass. Step 5. Label what you touched. Write simple labels that help the next tech and the client. In the panel, write the new circuit label with clear text that matches the room name the client uses. At shutoffs, tag hot and cold if it adds clarity. At a cleanout, write cleanout on the cap with a fine tip marker. On equipment, stick a small service label with your shop name and the date so the next person knows who to call. Labels reduce future confusion and support your warranty rules. Step 6. The client walkthrough script. Invite the client to the work area. Speak plain and steady. First, what we agreed. Read the scope lines in simple words and point to each result. Next, what I tested. Read the numbers and show the photos. If the task involved safety devices, explain what the test proves. Then, what I left behind. Show the labels, the new access, and any special instructions like how to clean a trap or reset a GFCI. Here is the warranty. Read the term, what it covers, and what it does not cover. Here is the invoice and how to pay. Read the total and the payment methods. Ask if they have any questions. Answer briefly. If a new request appears, park it as a new scope for a later visit. Step 7. Write the invoice and collect payment. Build the invoice with the same lines you quoted. Labor hours in clean blocks. Materials as a single line or as a short list, based on your shop rule. Travel or dispatch if you use it. Tax if required. Change order lines with their codes. Warranty terms line at no charge. Write the final total. Say it twice. Hand the client the card reader or send the link. Payment is due on completion. If a deposit was collected earlier, show it as a credit and read the remaining balance. If the client needs a receipt by email, send it from your device while you stand with them. Do not leave without a payment unless your terms allow it and you have written approval from the office. Step 8. Set warranty and care notes. Warranty terms must be short and clear. State the number of days, months, or years you stand behind labor and parts. State what is excluded, such as misuse, abuse, or unrelated system failures. State how to make a claim. Most service shops prefer a phone call or a reply to the invoice email. Set care notes in plain language. For a bath fan, keep the grill clean and listen for noise. For a new disposal, run water and small amounts at a time. For a cleared condensate line, check the trap area once a month during cooling season. Care notes lower callbacks and raise trust. Step 9. Ask for a review or a referral. You earn the right to ask when you finish strong. Keep the request simple. I am glad we could help today. If this met your expectations, a short review helps neighbors find a reliable service. I can send you the link now. If you prefer a referral card, hand it over. Do not push. A calm request at the right moment brings steady leads. Step 10. Job cost the work before you drive away. Sit in the truck for 5 quiet minutes. Open your job costing sheet. Enter actual labor hours to the half hour. Enter materials cost from receipts or from your stock list. Enter consumables and small tools recovery if you track them. Enter travel time. Your sheet will calculate the total cost and the gross margin. Compare actual hours to the estimate. Write one sentence that explains any gap. Bad access added 30 minutes. Ladder was higher than planned. Photos missed a shutoff. This sentence is the seed of tomorrow's better estimate. Step 11. Update your cheat sheets and rate notes. If you saw a pattern you will see again, update the production rate or the adjuster on your cheat sheet. If a bath fan swap in old plaster took an extra 30 minutes, raise the base for old work in your sheet. If a faucet swap in a tight farmhouse sink always takes more time, add an occupied kitchen adjuster line. If a supplier changed pricing on a common part, update the material band or the default price. Make one change now rather than 100 apologies later. Step 12. File the record and back it up. In the job folder, place the final walk sheet, the after photos, the invoice, the payment confirmation, the warranty terms, and any notes you wrote for care or future work. If your system allows tags, add tags for the task type and neighborhood so you can find similar jobs later. If you use paper on site, photograph the pages and upload them now. Back up the folder. Clean documentation prevents disputes and makes training easier for the next hire. Step 13. Book the punch or the return, if needed. If a small punch item remains, schedule it now. offer the next window that fits. Write the arrival window and any special access notes. If a part is on order, put the expected date in the file and set a reminder to confirm when the part lands. Tell the client what you just scheduled. If the job is fully complete, thank them and close the file. Verify. Run a final three-point check before you pull away. 1. The system operates and passes the test you promised, and photos prove it. 2. The invoice is paid or you have written approval for any allowed delay. 3. The file holds scope, changes, tests, photos, invoice, and notes. If any point is missing, fix it now. A 2-minute fix in the driveway beats an hour of back and forth next week. Common fails and fixes. Leaving without photos from the same angles as the before set. Fix this by keeping a standard list and saying it out loud as you shoot. Forgetting to relabel a breaker or a shutoff. Fix this by writing a label step on your final walk sheet. Letting a client add work during payment. Fix this by parking new items on a separate list and offering to write a new scope for another visit. Skipping the moisture or voltage number. Fix this by reading the number into your notes as you test. Failing to collect payment because the moment felt awkward. Fix this by setting the expectation at arrival and using the same words every time. Not recording actual hours. Fix this by sitting in the truck for 5 minutes before you drive and filling the job costing line. Promising a warranty you cannot support. Fix this by using one written term and refusing to improvise in the field. Walking away from small scuffs or debris. Fix this by carrying wipes and a small vacuum and adding a cleaning step before the client walk. Forgetting to schedule a punch item. Fix this by booking it on the spot and sending the calendar invite while you stand with the client. Letting lessons die in your head. Fix this by updating cheat sheets the same day. Document. Your closeout packet should read like a story anyone can follow. Start with the signed scope snapshot and change orders. Add the final walk sheet. Add the after photos in the standard order. Add the meter readings and moisture numbers you wrote. Add the invoice and payment record. Add the warranty and care notes. Add the job costing line with estimate versus actual and one sentence on the cause of any variance. If local rules require specific client acknowledgments, include the signed form. Store the packet under the client name and the date so a call next year brings the whole job to the screen in seconds. Recap. Confirm the scope, install covers, and clean the space. Test, record numbers, label your work, and walk the client through proof. Collect payment, set warranty and care notes, file clean records, and write one lesson you will use tomorrow.